money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Language in the $1 trillion infrastructure deal released Sunday night would require the government to study how many job losses would be caused by the Biden administration's revoking of a permit to build the Keystone XL pipeline.
The language is one of several provisions won by Republicans in the legislation that could provide arguments to use against the administration's climate policies. The bill requires the government to conduct a study estimating direct or indirect job losses caused by revoking the pipeline's authorization over a 10-year period. It would also analyze any associated increase in energy costs as a result of the executive order. The study must be completed 90 days after the bill becomes law. The Keystone cancellation was widely criticized by Republicans and the energy industry, but hailed by environmental activists. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Louisiana is reenacting a statewide mask mandate for both vaccinated and unvaccinated residents across all indoor locations, including schools and colleges. Governor John Bel Edwards' announcement Monday came as the state struggles with a fast-growing fourth surge of COVID-19 driven by the Delta variant. Governor Edwards says the virus numbers are bad in the state.
We're the worst in the country in terms of this COVID surge. And that is because of the Delta variant, which is a game changer, and the fact that, quite frankly, not enough people have been vaccinated here in Louisiana.
Edwards' order will last until September 4th, but could be extended. Meanwhile, Florida is also breaking virus infection records. University of South Florida Professor of Epidemiology Jason Salami says action is needed to protect people now.
This variant is doing so much damage so rapidly that we can't just break down barriers to vaccination. We've got to now couple that with short-term fixes, which is masking, socially distancing, and trying to do as many things outdoors as possible when we're in public settings.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 97 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Get vaccinated or subject yourself to weekly COVID-19 tests. That's the word from Governor Sisolak to state workers. The directive follows similar moves made by other states and the federal government to try and stem the spread of COVID-19 and its Delta variant. The new rule is effective August 15th. Employees not fully vaccinated will need to submit weekly test results to their supervisor or human resources. California, New Mexico, and New York State have already announced similar measures. Meanwhile, hospitals across the Vegas Valley say they are once again straining to care for the increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases. This time, the patients are younger and are experiencing more severe symptoms. Local hospital officials say their facilities are seeing record volumes they have never seen. Staffing shortages are commonplace. Elective surgeries are now being postponed, and ICUs are at full capacity. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Clark County have more than quintupled since early June.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, for the most part, looks okay on our local freeways here, but if you're heading out of town, got a big backup on the way toward California. It's an accident, 15 southbound near mile marker 18, about 3 mile backup here. It has traffic backed up to Sloan Road. Again, that's 15 southbound near mile marker 18. Braking starts right around Sloan Road. Elsewhere, I have a Circus Street accident going to be found on Sahara eastbound right before Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. In our nation's capital, the Senate, the United States Senate,
is meeting even as we speak. The House has gone home for 7 weeks for vacation. The pace was a little too tough for them, so they went home. Nancy Pelosi sent everybody home for 7 weeks of vacation. Meanwhile, the Senate is amending the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, the so-called bipartisan bill. We'll talk about that at a later date, I can promise you. But right now, they are in the midst of amending it on the floor of the United States Senate. And it got me to thinking, we are now closing in on the 2022 midterm elections. And I thought the best person to go to find out where we are, kind of a roadmap of what lies ahead, is Tommy Hicks. He is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, and he joins us. Tommy, how you been?
Been good, Kevin. What about yourself?
Had a great weekend, and it's back to being hot here again. So we're just going to deal with it as best we can. Tell me, you know, kind of a state of the state view. Relative to the midterm elections, I was noticing, I think the margin is 3 votes in the House of Representatives now for the Democrats, and a 50-50 split with the vice president breaking ties and things like that in the Senate. Give me your sense of where we are on all of this.
Well, look, we're a very evenly divided country based on the 2020 elections between Republicans and Democrats. I think you're seeing a lot of buyer's remorse by independents who voted Democrat and even some Democrats. And one of the great things about my job is I get to fly all around the country, meet with the American people. And I promise you, we're going to win back the House. We're going to win back the Senate. People are waking up. They understand exactly what the Democrat Party stands for. They want a top-down approach, Washington, D.C., controlling your lives, spending money that we don't even have as a country, which results in inflation, higher gasoline prices, makes life tougher for the American people. But we're seeing purple states looking like they're going to turn red, and blue states look like they're going to turn purple. And we're really, really optimistic about the midterms in 2022.
Is this going to be a referendum on Biden policies, or is there something else that's resonating, in particular with those independents?
Well, it's going to be a referendum on Biden's policies, Democrats' policies, Nancy Pelosi's, Chuck Schumer's. The Democrat Party has been hijacked by the radical left, and what they want is government control and spending that makes no sense. This infrastructure bill, 2,700 pages, who can actually read that? That's going to fuel the fire of inflation, and that hurts middle-class families. It's a hidden tax.
Is it disappointing to you that 17 Republicans in the Senate voted to at least begin debate on this infrastructure bill? Does that bother you that 17 Republicans voted with the Democrats?
Well, what I'm focused on is the midterms, 2022, and we're building a great team, and what we're going to see is a massive victory. We have more and more people volunteering, more and more people joining the Republican Party. We're opening up community centers across the country with the Asian Pacific American communities, Hispanic communities, Black communities, and we're just growing the party as rapidly as we can to make sure that the American people understand what we as Republicans stand for, which is liberty, economic opportunity, and life.
Let me just ask you, because we always say that this political game comes down to the economy. How's the economy doing? The economy is not doing well. I mean, we are rebounding, but we've got a lot of problems, and we've got inflation. Tell me where we are with the economy, and do people relate to that? Do people understand that? Does that resonate with just plain folks?
Well, the stock market's up right now, so the investment class feels like they're doing well on paper, but who's hurting right now are the middle-class working American families. Groceries are more expensive, gasoline is more expensive, it's going to be harder to drive your kids to school, to drive to work. I've got a place where I typically get lunch. I get a sandwich, a bottle of water, and a bag of chips. It used to be $11, now it's $15.50. That's painful. That's painful to the American people. So the economy is not doing as well as the market says.
Again, joining us is Tommy Hicks, the national co-chair for the RNC. One of the things that I know that we talk about a lot on this program, and that is election integrity. You're going to have the best policy papers, the best stump speeches, but if the people that are counting the votes are cheating, you're not going to win all the elections you want to win. What is the party doing relative to what out here was AB 321, which was essentially ballot harvesting and vote at home and things like that? We've been wrestling with that here internally in the state of Nevada, but I'm curious from a national perspective, what's the party doing? What's the RNC doing to make sure that we have voter integrity come the midterms?
Well, our number one priority is, and this resonates across all of our volunteers, the entire party, every state party. We want to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And so we have a committee that's helping state by state pass election laws that do that. We're also pushing back on the liberal lies, the Democrat lies, where they're calling us Jim Crow 2.0, I think it is. That's just not true, and the American people understand that. We're also engaged in lawsuits all across the country. We just had a great victory through the Supreme Court in a case we've been supporting financially since 2016 that helps end ballot harvesting, which is, you know, if you think about it intellectually, if somebody's going around picking up 1,000 ballots and then delivering them to the voting precinct, you have no idea which ballots he or she is actually turning in, which ones they're throwing away. You got to control the chain of custody, and we're fighting this very hard across the country.
One of the things that I think is going to be an issue, and that is COVID-19, the Delta variant. States like Nevada are already implementing mask mandates and things like that, and state workers have to have a vaccination record and all of that. How is that going to play in the next election cycle?
People are tired of government controlling their lives. People want to get back to work. People want to go back to school. They want their kids to go back to school. I've got three young kids. I want them to go back to school. My wife wants them to go back to school more than me. But I think if you look at the big picture of the 18 leading states in terms of economic growth in this recovery from the pandemic, 15 are governed by Republicans. Those Republicans are opening up the states, and you're going to continue to see a divide between the Republican states who are open for business and have opened their schools and, unfortunately, the blue states who believe in these lockdowns and other mandates that hampers your economic growth and your opportunities.
A lot of times in the election cycle, you'll have these so-called special elections in various states, and I know that the Republican National Committee has fought very, very hard. How have we done in some of these special elections? I mean, even if you want to go down to McAllen, Texas, and the mayor there, who is now a Republican, can you talk a little bit about how the special elections have gone and are going?
Well, they're going great for Republicans, and they're going very poorly for Democrats as a result of their policies. But McAllen is a great example. Thanks for mentioning that. That's a county where Biden won by 17 points. And a Republican ran the mayoral race there by 3 points. That's a referendum on the Democrats' policies. That's a referendum on the border. But we also had another one in Texas where the two finalists were Republicans. There wasn't a Democrat. We're seeing that in special elections and Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and we're going to continue to see this referendum, and hopefully the Democrats wake up.
One of the things that absolutely drives me nuts is the idea that Nancy Pelosi, in the midst of all of this, the infrastructure bill, the eviction moratorium, in all of this, she sent her 435 members of the House of Representatives home for a nice 7-week vacation, a summer recess. I thought kids were the ones that had recess. Can you talk a little bit about how this is going to play in middle America and elsewhere, this idea that in the midst of a pandemic and all the problems that we have, that the House decides to go home?
Well, Nancy Pelosi has been putting politics over the American people every time she's been Speaker of the House. And, you know, whether it's getting her hair cut without a mask or putting mask mandates on the House side of Congress while there's not one on the Senate side, the American people are smart. They're waking up. We're seeing this across the country. We have some great candidates running in what would traditionally be blue states who are going to win because of Nancy Pelosi's arrogance.
What can people do? I mean, I have people come up to me all the time, and they don't know whether they should donate to the Republican National Committee, to nonprofits, to all kinds of different entities, or should I just give money to candidates? What is your recommendation to folks? And I know that you raise a lot of money for the party. What is your recommendation to somebody who says, hey, I got some money, I really want it to go to where it's going to do some good. What is your answer to folks like that?
Well, donate to candidates, donate to the RNC. That's all great. Financial resources are how we build our infrastructure that will end up helping all Republicans get elected come 2022. But also, get involved. Get involved at your state and local level. Go run for office. You can't assume that your friend or your neighbor is going to do so, somebody who actually believes in the same values you do. We've got to get people involved. We've got to keep recruiting great candidates across the country, and we're seeing that right now. So we're really excited about our momentum and where we're heading in 2022.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, and we're going to be talking with you a lot over the course of the next year. Tommy, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you so much, and stay in the AC.
There you go. That's about all you can do at this time of year. Tommy Hicks, national co-chair for the Republican National Committee. Coming back, we're going to let you hear from, not from Dr. Fauci, but the director of NIH, National Institutes of Health, and kind of the good news and bad news. On the Sunday shows, they sent people out, Dr. Fauci and others, to talk about the good news. There's also some bad news, and we'll get to that as well. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 888-787-1731 or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the United States Senate is, even as we speak, considering a bill worth $1.2 trillion. Now, you'll see it as $550 billion, but that is the money that is just for roads and bridges and things like that. There is another bill, the Bernie Sanders bill, that is $3.5 trillion, which is the human infrastructure bill, which I don't think has a chance of passing. I honestly don't. The progressives say it's not enough money. The moderates say it's too much money. I don't think you're going to be able to find even 50 votes for that bill. People are just dead set against it. But what bothers me is how quickly 17 of our Republican brothers embraced advancing to the bill to begin debate on the bill. And once you begin debate on the bill, then all of a sudden you start getting some momentum. Right now, even as we speak, they are voting on amendments to the bill. And it just seems like we're making it too easy for the Democrats to get their way. Now, do we need an infrastructure bill? Yes. Do we need $550 billion? Yes. Do we need all the other stuff? Probably no. And for the life of me, I don't know why we are making it easy for them. And by the way, the Senate is in session. The House of Representatives, led by Nancy Pelosi, are on a seven-week vacation. It's unbelievable. These people are absolutely diabolical. My late mother used to call it the nerve of a burglar, and it's true. That's what they've got, the nerve of a burglar. Anyway, on the Sunday shows, one of the promises we make to you is that if you agree to listen to our show on Monday, we'll bring you the highlights from the Sunday shows. You can go play golf, you can go play tennis, you can go have brunch, you can go to church, you can go out with friends, you can sleep in, you can do all of that. and we'll make sure that we watch the Sunday shows to bring you the very best. Yesterday, Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, was on with Dana Perino on Fox News Sunday, filling in for Chris Wallace, and gave us the good news and the bad news about the Delta variant. Here it is.
And let me try to strip away all of the confusing information and try to hit the high points. And they kind of come in two categories, the bad news and the good news. So let me start with the bad news. Delta is spreading. We need Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana. It is reaching very high levels, and we are now once again seeing case levels.